Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rathyatra. Thus Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. Now please hear about Lord Jagannath's going to the Gundicha temple while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rathyatra car. The Lord performed kirtan for some time and, through his own endeavor, inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govinda, Nandana, Madhava, Govinda. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindanandan, Madhav, and Govinda, all combined together. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Srup Damodar. These devotees, Srup Damodar and the other devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face towards Jagannath and prayed as follows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagadhyataya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Nama. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead, known as Krishna and Govinda. That verse is from the Vishnu Purana. Srila Prabhupada tells us in his purport. Then Mahaprabhu recited another verse. Jayati, jayati, devo, devakinandana so. Jayati, jayati, Krishna, Vishnivansa, padipa. Jayati, jayati, megasamala, kamalango. Jayati, jayati, pritibara, naso, makunda. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the light of the dynasty of Vrishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons and who can offer liberation to everyone. That verse is from Mukunda Mala Stotra. Mahaprabhu said another verse. Jayati Jananavaso Devaki Janmavado Yaduvara parishat sraldobir asyanadamam stirachara vindinagna shmitasri mukena vajapura vanitanam vadayan kama devam. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devakinandana or Yasodanandana, the son of Devaki and Yasoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all the things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. Srila Prabhupada's purport informs us that this verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, the final chapter in the 10th canto, text 48, that's chapter 90. Then Mahaprabhu said another verse. Naham vipro na cha narapatir napi vaiso na sudro naham varni na cha griyapatir no vinishtavyatirva kintu vadyan nikala bhanamananda ponam ritabde gopi bharta parakamalayo dasa dasa anudhas. I am not a brahmana, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a vaiso or a sudra. Nor am I a brahmachari, a householder, vanaprastha, or a sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. This verse, Srila Prabhupada's purport reminds us, or tells us, is from the 74th verse of Padavali, an anthology of verses compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. Continuing. Having recited all these verses from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. Srila Prabhupada's purport, if a burning cinder of a firebrand is whirled about very swiftly, it gives the appearance of a circle of fire. This is called alatta akara or alatta chakra, a firebrand circle. This whole circle is not actually made of fire, but is a single fire in motion. Similarly, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a single personality, but when he danced and jumped high in a circle, he appeared like the Alatta Chakra. Nritye prabhura yahan yahan pade padatala Shashagrasaila Mahikore Talamala. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth, with its hills and seas, appeared to tilt. Stamba Sveda Pulaka Ashukampa Vavarnya Nana Bhava Vivasata Gwavaharshadainya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash, while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaitacharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, again and again. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, the devotees formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who was Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees, headed by Kashishwar and Govinda, linked hands and formed the second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistants formed the third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowds from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandana, King Prataparudra could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandana touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance. Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur slapped Hari Chandana to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Hari Chandana angry. As the angered Hari Chandana was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Pratiparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. King Pratiparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing continued. His ecstatic dancing continued. And we shall hear more about this, Krishna willing, very soon. Hare Krishna.